Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
50-minute mark on the Fan, a little bit past that. That's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge on Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Donnie Football in for Pony and Muller on this Labor Day holiday. Sean Myers with me behind the glass. Been a lot of football, very football heavy. 90 minutes from now, Noah Hiles, Pirates reporter from the Post-Gazette, will join us. Later on this hour, Nick Faribault from PennLive.com will join us. The NFL season kicks off on Thursday night. We are now, is it 76 hours away, Sean? 76 hours and change, given that it is just past 4 p.m. on this Monday, September the 2nd.
We need like a running countdown clock for this.
I should have said something. You know what would have been good? Like the Jericho countdown.
Yes.
The Chris Jericho countdown. And then at the end of that countdown, it is just Andy Reid standing in the Jericho pose. I think that, or Roger Goodell maybe, that would have been really good. And The Rock just looks very confused as to what's going on when that countdown hits. Somebody has to do that one year.
Legendary promo, by the way.
On whose part?
Jericho's.
Okay, that's what I was getting. I always thought that, but I mean, that whole debut in general, fantastic. One of my all-time favorites. I wanted to do this exercise, and I brought it up to Joe Starkey, who had me hop on with him for a few minutes earlier as he hosted from 10 to 2, because I've thought about how many times, how often during the Ben Roethlisberger era, the Steelers went into a game on a Sunday or a Monday or a Thursday, the occasional Saturday. This year they'll play on a Wednesday. How many times they went into a game with the clear advantage at quarterback during a decade and a half, almost two decade run with old number seven? Because they would win a lot of games they should not have won. And, of course, they lost plenty of games that they should have won. Tomlin games also can be chalked up to, a lot of times, Roethlisberger games. There were not a ton of examples of a time when one of those guys had a great game and the other one didn't. Or at least in Ben's case, normally, when a Tomlin game happened, he did not have a good game in the process. So, that being said, I wanted to take the Steelers quarterback, and I'm going with Russell Wilson because he is their starting quarterback. I'm not going to play the game of, well, what if Justin Fields takes over by week 5 or week 8? Not for this. For this exercise, we are leaving the speculation out. It is Russell Wilson, and then the quarterback of the team they will face. Because, and I brought this up to a couple of people on Twitter, I put out there that I don't believe the Steelers will make the playoffs in 2024, but I mentioned it earlier, I think there is a fair chance that they are actually a better team overall than what they were in 2023, but I cannot predict that they will have the same quarterback luck with opposing teams and other teams around the AFC that they did last season. Aaron Rodgers being out for the year. The Jets were a hot playoff pick. Joe Burrow was out for most of the season. The Steelers did not face Joe Burrow either time that they played the Bengals. They took on Jake Browning. There's another one. They only faced Lamar Jackson one time. And other teams around the AFC had quarterback issues here and there that I don't want to say made it easy for the Steelers to get into the playoffs, but it certainly made things more possible. I can't possibly anticipate that much luck happening again. And that's what it was. It was luck. They got lucky with the quarterbacks they had to face, either the guy missing the game or the guy missing games for a key AFC team. That helped them out, without question. So I wanted to go through all 17 games that the Steelers will play in the regular season and decide, based on quarterback matchup, what the record would look like. I think it starts out 0-1 right away. Kirk Cousins, I think, is a better quarterback right now than what Russell Wilson is. Wilson more accomplished. Cousins still, I think, the better player, so I give him the nod in Atlanta. For a lot of these, I gave Wilson the nod to rookies or unproven guys or journeyman-type guys, and a couple of them were coin flips. The Denver game, I'm putting in favor of Russell Wilson because Bo Nix is slated to be that team's starter. I think Russell Wilson right now a better quarterback than Bo Nix, so that puts them at 1-1.
Sean Payton disagrees.
Oh, certainly. He certainly disagrees, as does probably the entire Broncos fan base. Week 3, they play Justin Herbert. That one not really close for me. Herbert is...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. if you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Borderline top five quarterback in the league, maybe just outside of it. He does need to accomplish more in the postseason. So 1-2. Anthony Richardson in week 4. Sean and I already shared, we think he's a guy that will often face injury issues. He's an exciting player. That doesn't necessarily mean good. I think he's mostly unproven. I will give Wilson the nod there, 2-2. Dak Prescott almost won the MVP last season. He was very, very close. He had more touchdown passes than anybody else with 36. He only had 9 interceptions. He had a quarterback rating, second in the league of over 105, only behind Brock Purdy. Yeah, he's a better quarterback right now than what Russell Wilson is, 2-3. Gardner Minshew is who they may face in Vegas, or who at least is the starting quarterback for Vegas going into this season. I like Minshew as a journeyman-type player. I don't like him head-to-head against Russell Wilson. I'll say 3-3. Aaron Rodgers, a multi-time MVP. If he is healthy, I think he's one of the best throwers of the football in league history. Who knows how much he has left? These are going to be two old guys pulling up to the bar on a Sunday night in October, but I give Rodgers the nod. So 3-4 so far based on the first 7 quarterbacks they face. Daniel Jones after that, I think Russell Wilson a better quarterback than Jones. He may fill into that Minshew role soon enough. A journeyman can be a nice backup quarterback, but mostly a journeyman player. Although, shout out to him, he did get paid before his time was done. So 4-4. Another rookie, Jaden Daniels. So I will give Russell Wilson the nod because we don't quite know what we will see from Daniels in Washington, 5-4. Here's where it gets tough. Lamar Jackson, that's an easy loss, 5-5. Deshaun Watson, I made a coin flip, but to be 100% honest with you right now, and Sean, if you want to possibly chime in on this one, I would take Russell Wilson against Deshaun Watson right now. I think there is a true chance, even more so than Wilson. I know the age is more of the problem for Wilson. I think there's a pretty fair chance that Deshaun Watson will never look like the quarterback he looked like in Houston. Not even close to it.
Yeah, I think we'll know probably halfway through this season, if not earlier, if he's ever going to get back to that or not. Because if he's going to make a return to form, I think it'll be pretty apparent pretty quickly this year. I don't think it's going to happen either. And I don't think Wilson's going to have a great season, but I would probably prefer him for this season alone over Deshaun Watson. And oh man, that contract, they're going to be paying him what, like $70 million next year and the year after. It's just going to ruin that franchise if he doesn't get anywhere close to being an upper echelon quarterback again. And I just don't see it happening.
So I give Wilson the edge, as does Sean. So 6-5 based on quarterback matchup. Burrow again. Or Burrow for the first time, 6-6. That's an easy one. Joe Burrow, I think, is the second best quarterback in football. Deshaun Watson again. I give the edge to Wilson again, 7-6. Here's where they hit a really tough patch. Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, and Joe Burrow. Unless you want to disagree, Sean, or maybe you want to out there at 412-928-9370, I don't think Wilson is better right now than any of those four guys. That would leave, just based on quarterback matchup, again, barring injury, because the Steelers got an insane amount of luck last season with quarterback injuries. That would put them at 7-10, just based on quarterback play. 7 out of the 17 games they will play, I think they only have the better quarterback in 7 of those games. And I would argue that 2 of those, Watson with the Browns, being a coin flip.
I think even a guy like Jaden Daniels might be a better quarterback. But to your point, it's hard to say that without having seen him do it. But we've seen some rookie quarterbacks be really good in recent years. There's no way, looking back in retrospect, you would say that Russell Wilson was anywhere close to CJ Stroud last year. We could be saying the same thing
right
by the time they go against a guy like Daniels this year. But same with Richardson. I mean, I don't see it happening, but if he does stay healthy, so you said 7-10 based on that head-to-head, it really could probably swing maybe even 2 in favor of the opposition if some guys pan out more than we expect. So it's not ideal for the Steelers, although I don't think many people expected them to have the better quarterback in a lot of games. Your hope is they're way better defensively, they're better in the run game, they're better along the lines. And for some people, they hope that probably the coaching is an advantage as well.
Yeah, it's almost like best case scenario, it's 7 out of 17. Like their ceiling, because I think the other ones, it's pretty clear which QB is better. But as you said, you can really go back and forth. And what if those rookies or somebody like Richardson does look great by the time they play? Then we're changing our tune. 412-928-9370 to join the conversation. You can give us a call or shoot us a text. The Fan text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Coming up, Sean and I will run through the over-under win totals for every team around the NFL and determine who will hit their mark in 2024. That's coming up just after this break on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.